The opioid crisis in Massachusetts may be more far-reaching than originally believed. That's the finding of a new survey by researchers at Boston Medical Center. Their analysis finds that 4.6% of people in Massachusetts older than 11 had opioid use disorder in 2015. That's more than 275,000 people and nearly four times higher than previous estimates. To talk about the findings, we're joined by infectious disease physician Joshua Barocas of Boston Medical Center, who led the study. Dr. Barocas, thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So first, why do you believe previous tallies of the number of people dealing with opioid addiction underrepresent the problem?
Large national samples are underrepresented likely because, A, people have a hard time getting to care. And once they do, opioid use disorder is still highly stigmatized. So there's not necessarily a big push to tell your healthcare provider that you have a problem.
So then how did you come up with your figure?
We are lucky here in Massachusetts that we have a administrative linked database across the state that allows us to see how individuals may have interacted with various parts of the healthcare system. So we can count people more accurately with that administrative database, and then we used laws of probability to try to estimate those people that may not have had contact with the healthcare system.
What were you able to find about the regional differences within Massachusetts when it comes to opioid use disorder?
So our findings weren't terribly different from what everyone sort of assumes. Our rural communities are harder hit. It's just that our numbers are higher. Mm-hmm. We also found that children, adolescents, and emerging adults have increasing numbers greater than we actually thought.
Now, I know overdose deaths have fallen this year compared to last year, at least here in Massachusetts. Does this new finding by your study, does this suggest that maybe things are not improving the way that we thought they were, and the situation is even more dire than we thought?
No, I don't think that's the case for two reasons. One, we have to remember that this estimate is from 2015, and a lot has happened, especially with community engagement and evidence-based treatment over the last few years. The second is it's sort of a wake-up call to those of us that are working on the crisis that there's still a lot of community engagement and trying to get people to care that has to happen.
You mentioned community engagement. What does this tell us as a community, whether it be friends, family, or even, you know, just your local doctor? What does it tell them as far as what we may need to do in order to help other people?
First, I think that all of us need to be aware that this is still highly stigmatized. This is a chronic disease that requires compassion, treatment, and a willing community. The second is that this really shows the power of partnerships between clinical experts, academic institutions, public health officials, and other parts of government. And really, those groups working together can actually make a difference.
It's Dr. Joshua Barocas of Boston Medical Center. Dr. Barocas, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.